Okay, so we're going to be starting just on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, just at the very, very bottom, right from that period. So up till now, the Gemara was sort of dealing with this whole topic of afflictions of love, that God punishing people out of love and doing things to people out of love. So it's continuing on with that theme. Starting from Tani. So Tani Tana, Kamai de Rav Yochanan. So there's this great thing talking from Rav Yochanan. Kol Osek B'Torah Uvig Gmilut Chasadim V'Kover Et Banav Mochlin Lo Al Kol Vanotav. So anybody who spends a lot of time learning Torah and does kind deeds and buries their own sons, right? All their iniquities, they are forgiven for everything that they've ever done. So it's sort of the last one. Even if you just read this on your own, Kover Et Banav kind of seems out of place with the first two. So the Gemara will jump on that, and it's just, but like even like common sense, you would automatically pick that out of the three. Like, what does, like, how is that even related to the first two? So the Gemara goes on. Amar Li Rav Yochanan. Bishlama Torah Gmilut Chasadim, right? It makes sense that Torah and Gmilut Chasadim, right? If you do these things, then you're going to be mechaper all your sins, right? Dichtiv, because there's a pasuk. Bechased ve'emet yichpor avon. So chesed, so this is this pasuk, and chesed, the Gemara says, zo Gmilut Chasadim, refers to Gmilut Chasadim, right? Shenemar rodev tzaka v'chesed yimtze chayim tzaka v'chavod. Right, and emet zeh Torah, shenemar emet kana ve'altim kor. So right, we said here, chesed and emet, which represent Gmilu Chasidim and Torah, Yichaper Avon, right? Will be Mechaper all of your sins. So the Gemara goes, right? So Ela Kover Et Banav Minayin. So, but where does this thing of bearing your sons come from? So Tanalei, Hahu Svara Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Ita Avon Avon. So Rav Shimon Yochai had made this Gezer Shava between the two words Avon and Avon. Right, Ketiv Hacha, right? In our pasuk that the Gemara just used, it says Bechesed Ve'emet Yichaper Avon, right? That with Gemilut Chasidim and Torah, right? Your iniquity, you're going to be forgiven. Ketiv Hatam, it says later Umeshalim Avon Avot Al Chekei Bneihem, right? And fathers will repay their debt, so to speak, on behalf of their children, right? And we, because the word Avon is used in both pesukim, we make the relationship that just like Gemilut Chasidim and Talmud and Osek and being Osek and Torah will sort of be Mechaper your Avonot, so too. Then we'll be burying your sons. Okay? Fine. Everyone okay?
Okay.
Amar of Yochanan. Negaim uvanim einan yitzurim shel ahava. So negaim here is talking about tzaraat. And vanim, so if you look at Rashi, right, he says, kasaka daite hakover et banim. So right now, at this point in the Gemara, you would think that banim, right, you're going to think right now that it means someone who buries their children, because that's what we'll be talking about. I don't remember exactly. I think it might not mean that exactly, but I don't know yet. I don't remember. Okay, so Tzaraat and Banim, these two things are not considered Yisurin Shel Ahava, not afflictions of love. So V'negayim lo, but is Tzaraat not an affliction of love? V'hatanya kol mi sheyeshbo achad me'arba mara'ot negayim halalu eina ela mizbeach kaparas. Right, there's taught in a brayta, right, that anyone who has one of the four, right, Tzaraat is like, there's different shades and different types of different...
Negayim, could that also mean just in general, like scraping your...
It could be.
Knee also?
It could be, but I think based on the Gemara just said, negayim lo v'atanya kol mi sheyesh bo echad ma'arba mar'ot negayim, right? That's talking about, right? The four types of tzaraat, right? Einan ela mizbeach kapar, right? It's not, right? When you have one of these four types of tzaraat, right? It's as if, it's like a mizbeach kapara, right? That you're being atoned for your sins. It's out of love. So the Gemara says, no, mizbeach kapara havu yisurin shalav alo havu. No, it's like you're being mizbeach kapara. It's like you're putting your sins on the altar, but it's not yisurin shalahava. It's not the same thing. Okay. V'ibayit ema, or if you want to say, halan v'halahu. So you see Rashi, right? Halan v'halahu. So be'eretz Yisroel, shari choma mikudeshet ba umitzora to'ein. Right, so in Eretz Yisrael, right, the laws of Tzaraat only really apply in Eretz Yisrael within walled cities. So in Eretz Yisrael where there's walled cities, right, and someone is a Mitzora, Shiluach Chutza Lahen, right, you're kicked out of there, and in Yisurin Shalava, that is not a Yisurin Shalava. Right, but in Bavel, right, in Chutza Aretz, She'ein To'inin Shiluchin, right, that people that are over and are afflicted with Tzaraat are not sent out, right, V'hein Mizbech Kapar Havu Yisurin Shalava, right, so... These ones are Mizbeach Kap, right? So, meaning there's a difference in Eretz Yisrael. It's more of a, you did a bad thing and you're kicked out. Whereas here, because here you're not being kicked out, you're not being embarrassed and all these things. It's more of an affliction of love that only you are really seeing it. Okay? V'ibaitim, or another answer, right? Habitsena, right? This one is covered. Habifar Hesia. And this one is exposed. So when something's covered, right? If God... if you have tzarat and no one else can see it, it's underneath your clothing, then that's Yisurin Shalavav, because only you know about it. You are only one suffering. But if it's on the outside, if everyone can see it, right, then you're embarrassed and it's not Yisurin Shalavav, then you did something wrong and you need to atone for your sins. Okay. So ubanim lo, and son and children, presumably losing your children is not yisurin shel ava. Hachidami. So what's the case? What are we talking about? Im ilema, if we want to say dehavu lehu meitu, right? Then we're talking about someone who had children and then they died. Ha amar Rav Yochanan din grama de ashira bir, right? This so right. Rav Yochanan used to say, "This is the bone of my 10th son." Right, so Rav Yochanan, I think, or Rashi maybe says,
you wear like a necklace.
Yeah, so he says, right, Zeh etzem shel ben asirisha meitlo. So what does that have to do with anything? Because it doesn't really mean anything. Like, how does that answer the question? So, right, if you go to the next one, bir, right, kmo bar, right, so it's like his son, vitzar etzem pachot mikiseora mimenu bisodo la'agmat nevesh, right, and he kept a tiny little, even smaller than a grain, because obviously you can't carry on something that's tuma. Right, it's makabel tuma. So he would carry this tiny little piece of bone around with him. Right, v'gavra rava kri lo ba'u lo yisurin she'inan sha'ava. Right, and someone so holy like Rav Yochanan would never be afflicted with having to bury his own children unless it was ava. Right, such a tzaddik would never. Right, any suffering that Hashem would inflict upon a tzaddik like Rav Yochanan would only be out of love, and that's what the Gemara is trying to say. Right, that. Was he not afflicted? Right? He lost his son. He had this bone of his child. Was he not afflicted out of love? How can you say that burying your children is not an affliction of love? Okay, so Ella hadelo havule klal. So we're talking about that when someone doesn't have children, v'hada havule umetu. And this is one who has it, right? It's a person who had sons and they died. Right? She says, havulhu yisurin shel ava, sheha avelut mechaper et avonot. Right? That when you have sons and they die, that's yisurin shel ava, because the avelut is mechaper. Right, when you mourn, be mechaper on all your avonot, but as when you don't have children at all, which is as if you bury your own children, I guess, in the Gemara's lashon, right? That's not yisurin shel ahava. Okay. So now, right, the Gemara sort of introduced Rav Yochanan. Right, we're gonna have a nice piece of a gadita and stuff like that. And I think also a lot of this stuff when I was preparing it sort of has a little like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur-esque, Musari kind of stuff. I might not point it out. I might. We'll see. I don't know. Okay.
Point it out.
Anyways, so Rabbi Chia bar Ava chalash. Rabbi Chia bar Ava, right, got sick. Ala gabe Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan came to visit him. So Amar le chavivin alecha yisurin. So like, is your sickness? Is it enjoyable? Because like, right, some people, if you understand, right, that Hashem is making me sick in order to be machab, because I did something wrong, so I have to just get over this sickness so I can do tshuva, whatever. So are you enjoying it? He says, Amar le, lo hen velo scharan. I don't enjoy the sickness, and I'm not going to enjoy I don't even want what's going to come after it. I just hate this so much. So Amar le, hav li yadecha. So Rav Yochanan said, give me your hand. Yehev la yada v'ukmeya, right? He gave him his hand, and he was instantly healed. Okay. So Rav Yochanan chalash. Rav Yochanan became sick. Allah gabi Rab Chanina. So Rab Chanina came to visit him. Amar lo, chavivin elcha yisurin, right? Are you enjoying this? Amar lo, lo hein velo scharin. I don't enjoy this, and I don't enjoy what's going to come. So Amar lo, hava li yadecha, yahav lo yada ve'akumeh. So Rab Yochanan gave him his hand, and he was healed instantly. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question. Amai, lokim Rab Yochanan lafshe. Rav Yochanan, in the story we just had before, came and visited this guy and healed him with he used his own hands to heal this guy. So when Rav Yochanan is sick, why don't he just heal himself? Right? If he has a superpower. So Amre, and I think this maybe is a little reminiscent to the time that we're on now, right? Amre ein chavush matirat smo beit asurin, right? That a captive or someone like a captive, right, cannot redeem himself from prison, right? That if you put yourself, right, if you're sick, if Rav Yochanan is sick, he can't heal himself. That, you know, like when you're in trouble, when you've gotten yourself into a mess, whatever it is, it's a lot of times it's hard to get yourself out of it, and you need, right, and sort of maybe like a unity kind of thing. All of Am Yisrael needs to join together, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Why blah, blah, blah?
It's not blah, blah. It's very nice. You just think about it. I don't need to expand. I believe it. It's like one of those. It's like when a rabbi like says something like crazy and then just writes like Hamevi Nyavi and just like leaves it. That's just what I'm saying, okay? Anyways, fine. So back, okay. So Rabbi Eli, are we all same spot? Rabbi Eliezer? So Rabbi Eliezer Chalash, Allah Gabi Rabbi Yochanan. So okay, now Rabbi Yochanan goes and visits Rabbi Eliezer. Chaza Dehave, Ka Gnai. So Chaza Dehave, Ka Gnai Beveit Afla. So when he came to visit him, he saw that he was lying in a very dark room. So Gale Lidre Vinafon Hora. So Rav Yochanan exposed his arm and the room lit up. Right? And I think Rashi says that his skin was radiant. Maybe like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So Chazei Dehavi Kabachi Rav Elazar. And when the room lit up, he saw that Rav Eliezer was crying. So Amarle, Amai Kabachita. So why are you crying? Im Yishum Torah Delo Afshat. So if it's because you didn't learn enough Torah. Right? Sheninu, right? We learned Echad HaMarbe VeChad HaMamit. Right, whether or not one does a, and this also, right, that you know whether or not one does a lot or one does a little, right, as long as your heart is being mekaven shemayim, as long as your intentions are appropriate, right, as long as you're doing as much as you think that you personally can be, then it's all the same. So if you think, oh, I'm so sad because I haven't learned enough Torah, if you've struggled, if you tried as hard as you can to learn as much Torah as you can, and you don't think that you've learned as much as anyone else, it's not what it's about. It's about how much effort you actually put into it and where your intentions actually to learn Torah to get closer to Hashem. And I think that's also something that you have to really reflect upon as Rosh Hashanah starts to approach it. Are you performing mitzvot to, you know, to be better than someone else, to like to show off to other people? Or are you doing it because you really love Hashem and you want to draw closer to Hashem? The imishum mizoni, right? And if it's because mizoni, right? Rashi says she'ein chashir, that you're not rich, that you're poor. Lo kol adam zocha l'shtei shulchanot, right? Not everyone is zocha to shtei shulchanot. I think in the art scroll they talk about how shtei shulchanot is olam haba and olam hazeh. That not everyone is zocha to have olam hazeh, like such a like a great life in olam hazeh, right? And a great life in olam haba. Some people, right, have to suffer in this world in order to rejoice in the next world.
There's a story of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, his wife said, the whole world's sustained for you, like, how come you're not rich? And she had a dream that one of the feet of her table was missing olam haba. It's like the same
right.
metaphor.
Yeah. Okay. So v'imishum b'nai, and if it's because you lost your sons, din grama dashri bir, right? This is the bone of my 10th child, right? Sort of like an atonement. Like, I know where you're coming from. Right, I kind of right. I've had the same experience. So Amarle leha. So Amarle. So Rav Eliezer said to Rav Yochanan, lehai shufra devali beafra ka bechina. Right, I'm crying because of this beauty that's going to rot in the dust of the earth. So I think Art Scroll actually says that he's crying because he's upset that Rav Yochanan one day is going to die and all of his Torah, but. Right, if you look, and a lot of times it's interesting to see what the Marsha says on Agadatab, and Marsha actually says that they're both, that he was actually crying, when he's talking about the beauty, he's actually talking about Yerushalayim, that he was crying about how Yerushalayim is buried in the, is like some such a beautiful, right, holy place, is just rotting and burying in the earth. So Amarle, so Rav Yochanan said to him, Alda Vedai Kabachita, right? This is a word, whether, I don't know if he's talking about crying about your Rav Yochanan or crying about your Yerushalayim, but either way, it's a worthy cause to be crying, Ubachu Travayu, and they both began to cry over the same thing. So Ad Hachi, Vehachi Amarle. So afterwards, Rav Yochanan asked him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurin, right? Are you enjoying your troubles? Amarle Lohen Velos Charan. So Amarle, Havli Yadecha, Yehavli Yadav Elkumer, right? Same story, right? I'm not enjoying it. I'm not going to enjoy what's going to come out of it. So give me your hand. And he was healed. Okay. So Rav Huna, Takifu Le. So that's the end of, I think, Rav Yochanan's healing stories. Okay. So Rav Huna, Takifu Le, Arba Me'ad Dinei Chamra. So Rav Huna, right, he had four hundred barrels of wine, and they all went sour. So Ala Gabi Rav Yehuda Achva de Rav Sala Chasida de Rabbanan. Right, that you should look into, and this is also something that we're supposed to be doing now, right? Rashi says yifashvish b'masav, right? That you should, right? You should look back into your actions, right? When something bad happens to you, especially on a grand scale, it's just like, I guess, your entire inventory of wine all of a sudden instantly goes sour. You got to make sure, like, go back and check. Did I do something wrong? Am I really acting appropriately? So amar lehu. So he said to them, umi chashidna beinechem. Right? And why are you suspecting me? Am I a suspect in your eyes? You guys all of a sudden assume that I did something wrong because my wine went bad. So Amrulei, mi chashad Kadosh Baruch Hu de avi dine below dina. Right? Is there a reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't suspect anybody without a cause? You don't think Hashem would do anything without a reason? And I like if you go to Tosfah dine below dina. So he wrote harbei tzadikim yesh shalokin begufam b'munam, right, that many tzadikim, right, are afflicted, right, many rabbis, great rabbis, get sick and become poor and all these things, Ella hem hayu yodim shelo haya notain b'shivya la arisa v'hayu rotzim their mazlo shelo yaser, right? But they knew that they actually knew that he was doing something wrong, but they didn't want to tell him directly. They were trying to like hint it to him, like trying to be very nice, like, you don't think God knows what you're doing, you don't think? And they didn't want to say it upright, but you know, whatever. So Amar lahu, so if there's someone who heard something about me, then let him speak. Let him say what I'm doing wrong. So Amrle Hachi Shmila, and this is what we heard about you. Delo Yahiv Marshvisha Larisa, that you're not leaving any branches for your sharecropper, right? That he was sharing this field with someone and equally working, I guess he hired someone or he was equally working the field, and he wasn't leaving the appropriate amount of I guess excess produce that they should have both been entitled to, that he was taking more than his share. And that was his problem. So Amar Lahu, Mikash Vikli Mide Mina Hakka Ganiv Le Kula. Right? He's saying that, and where's right, Rashi, right? So he says, Rashi's right, Vichi Enu Chashud Beinechem Shu Ganev Li Harbe Yoter Michalko. You guys don't realize, but he takes more when he like originally takes, he takes more than he deserves. Like, he's stealing from me, so I'm just taking more at the end and not leaving him as much because he already stole from me, so that way we're even. So Amru Le, Hayim de Amru Inish, so there's Inche, there's a very popular saying, Batar Ganava Ganu Vita'ama Te'im. So I guess Rashi translates it the best way. Right, Hagonig Mina Ganav, right, a person who steals from a robber, Afhu To'im Ta'am Gneva. He too steals, gets a taste of Gneva. Right, and I think Rabbi Grunberg spoke about this today in Mincha, about, right, if you like buy like a fake watch off of like someone in Canal Street, then like it's just a terrible thing because it's already stolen or whatever. Anyways, I don't know if I agree with him. I'm joking. Okay, Amar Lahu. So Amar Lahu, Kaviona Alai. Oh, that was recorded, wasn't it? Anyways, I'm joking. I'm just joking. Just because I once did that in my life. Anyways, Amar Lahu, Kaviona Alai, the Havilei, right? So he says, I accept my mistake, and I'm gonna give him his fair share. I realize I was wrong. And Ika de Amre, there are those who say, Hadar Chala Vahave Chamer, right? That his vinegar, his sour wine, miraculously turned back, his vinegar miraculously turned back into wine. Ika de Amre, Ikar Chala V'izdavan B'dmei Chamer, right? That the price of vinegar, which is the sour wine that he had, rose, and he sold it for the exact same price as the wine. So in the end of the day, he didn't lose any money. Okay. Fine. So Tanya, Abba, Binyamin, Omer, Al Shnei Dvarim, Hayiti Mitzta'er, Kol Yamai. So there are two things that he was worried about his entire life. Al Tfilati Shetehei Lifnei Mitati, right? That my Tfila should be Lifnei Mitati, so the Gemara will explain what that means. And that my bed is a line from north to south. So, al tefila tishet helifnei mitati. So, my lifnei mitati, what does that mean? Ilei ma lifnei mitati mamish. If you mean that it mamish means he's facing his bed when he davens, right? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Itema Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yeshua ben Levi. How do we know that, right, where do we learn that a person who's davening should have nothing interrupting or separating between himself and the wall? Right, there's a puzzle where Chizkiyahu put his face like against the wall and davened. So lo tema lifnei mitzi, so don't learn it out that it means lifnei mitzi, that he would daven to his bed. Ela ima samuch lamitzi, but rather he would close to his bed. So Rashi says, right, kol yamai nizharti shelo la'asot melacha v'shelo la'asok b'torah kish de'amadati mimitati ad she'akra kriyat shema v'tpila, right, that samuch lamitati, that I was very sure my whole life that once,
no, this time,
from the second that I woke up, I didn't do anything, right, and the Gemara deals with it later.
I also said before the fact that when you wake up in the morning, you say Kriyat Shema in your bed, and when you wake up and when you go to night, you say Kriyat Shema
right.
Also in your bed.
Right. So he made sure that in those instances he wouldn't do anything until he said Shema. And the Gemara deals with it later how you're not right before you say Shema, you're not supposed to do anything at all. So the Almi Tatisha Tehei Nituna Bein Tzafon Daram, right? Now my bed should face north to south. The Amar Rav Chama Berea Barabi Chanina Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Hanote Mitato Bein Tzafon Daram Havin Lei Banim Zecharim, right? Whoever has their bed facing from north to south will have male children, lots of boys. Shneamar vitzvoncha timaleb bitnam yishveu banim. Right, that your treasures, you will become pregnant, and you'll have like whatever. You'll be, I can't think of the right word, but right, you and you'll eventually have children. So Rav Nachman bar boys, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, af ein ishto miflet nifalim. Right, and even your wife will not never have a miscarriage. Ktiv hacha v'tzvonecha timalei v'itnayim. Right, so in our pasuk, this is what it says: v'ktiv hatam v'yimal v'yilma'u yemeha laledet v'hine tomim v'vitnei. Right, and the word v'yimalei, I guess, is used in both. And I get, so the Gemara makes comparison that just like also you're going to have boys, you're also your wife will never have a miscarriage. So everyone should make sure their beds are facing the right way when they get home tonight. Okay. So Tani Abba Binyamin Omer Shnaim Shen Yichmesu Hitpalal. So two people that enter a shul to daven. V'kidei mechad mehem litpalal v'lo hemti net chaveru, right? And the first person finished his tefillah before the second one, right? And he did not wait for his friend, and he, right? V'yatza, and he left. Torfin lo tefillah to b'fanav, right? It's as if he tossed his tefillah away from him, right? That if you leave before your friend's finished, you throw away your tefillah. Shneamar, torif nafsho be'apo helmancha ta'azov aretz. Veload, and not just this, Ela Shigorim Lishinasha Tistalek Misrael, right? That not just that your tefillah is tossed, but when you leave and your friend's still dominating, you part of what you're doing is removing Hashem's Shechina from Bnei Yisrael. So it's pretty harsh. Shinemar, Viatek Tsur Mimkomo, right? That you remove the rock from its place. But ain't Surah Ela Kodesh Baruch, right? And even in the Torah, right, the Torah uses the word Tsur to talk about Hashem a lot. Right, Shinemar Tsu Yaladecha Tashi. Right, so I think I didn't really understand this. What, like, how does this make any sense? With our scroll, I looked and he said, right, that you disturbed his tefillah by leaving, and you thought that the Shekhinah would leave with you. That when you left your friend davening, you thought you were taking the Shekhinah with him, but you're just making it worse. Right, and then it says, "V'im himtin lo maskaro." And if you do wait for him, what's your reward? So Amar of Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Zocha levirchot halalu. You're zocha to these bracha. Shenemar. Lavo hakshavet lemitzvotai, right? If you draw closer, right, to my mitzvot, v'hi kinar shlomecha, right, your peace will flow like a river, v'zidkatcha gale hayam, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea, v'yikachol zarecha v'tzeimeecha, right? And your offspring will be like the sand of the earth. And then I thought it was interesting, whoa, right, to actually...
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. I'm prepared, right? Yeah. Right, that, so in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Tfilot, Siman Tzadik, Halacha Tedvav, just because this seems like a very obscure halacha about leaving, because like I understand, like if you think you're taking, like if you're very arrogant about the whole thing, I understand it, but it doesn't really make sense. So I'll just read it to you guys. So he says, so im nivshar adar miyachidim itpala b'beit haknesset shebesadot o afilu b'beit haknesset shebeir. So if one person is left, right, davening in the field or in the actual Beit Knesset, right? Im hi tefilat arvit, so shemit polim b'layla. So if it's marv that you're davening at night, chayav chaveiro lahamtin lo ad sheyasam tefilato, kedei shelo yitbalbel b'tefilato. Right, his friend has an obligation to wait for him until he finishes, so that he shouldn't be confused or distracted within his tefila. So v'yesh machmir.
The opposite. When you think the opposite, the fact that you would give him. Sort of really,
maybe you shouldn't worry that he's alone and like.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's going to be worried. He's by himself.
He's going to have to walk home.
Right. So v'yesh machmir in afilu bayom ubeit haknesset shalanu shehem machmir. I think that's what beir shehem beir. Right. And some people are even machmir that you have to wait for him in the middle of in the day, even in this shul, like even if in this shul. But if you see that he's really like schlepping out. On Bakashot and Tachanunim, he's consciously is extending his tefillah on purpose. You don't have to wait for him. Right. So then, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, right, Lahamtin. So Davka im nichnasu b'shava, but only really if you came together. Aval im nichnas yechidi b'sha shalo. But if the guy came in later, he probably maybe came in late and he had to catch up, so he was davening, he was behind and he took longer, then you don't have to wait because he knows that he's behind. He knows that he's going to be left behind. Right? He's not afraid. Right? But right, he's not afraid of being left alone. But at the end of the day, he says that it's like a very righteous, generous act to make sure to not leave him alone in the Beit Knesset. Everyone should have a Gemar Chatzimah Tova and a Shana Tova.